even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hi, you're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, and this is Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app.
Finding the right one. There is a pattern and process to every significant thing in this life. It is also true of things we see but do not understand. In Proverbs, we are admonished to consider the ant. It has no leader, yet it gathers food during the summer to store for winter. Why do they do that? If an ant is blocked by an obstacle, it will not stop until it finds a way to overcome it, under, over, one side or the other. How do they know how to do this? It seems instinctive, even programmed, if you will. Humans need companionship. We will do anything we have to find connection, to find meaningful relationships. Every relationship has a purpose. What do you want your relationships to look like? Well, I'm going to share a few characteristics that you may want to take some notes on that will help you in your future quest. Because I'm sometimes on social media and people are always seemingly complaining about this person's a dog, that person's a dog, this one's no good, that one's no good. And then you have the other extremes where people, it's just, well, they show you that big happy face and they're so in love for about 2 minutes. Next thing you know, that other person disappears off of the Facebook page, out of the pictures, and you don't see them anymore. So here's some characteristics to look for in a person that may be worthy. These are not the only characteristics, but here are 7 that I think you will find useful. Number 1, this person is tuned into God. He or she acknowledges God. There's a distinct difference between a person who acknowledges God and one who tries to control or manipulate people with false spirituality. Proverbs 3:6 teaches, "In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." If you've never tried it, you got nothing to lose. And that is the truth. If you haven't tried it, you have got nothing to lose. I know that trusting God for important decisions and not so important decisions has been very successful for me. In particular, as it relates to my marriage. Number 2, purposeful. Another characteristic, purposeful. Is your the person that you are considering a relationship with, are they purposeful? Does it seem like they know where they're going in life? Do they have any type of ambition, any type of drive, a reason to get out of bed? See, that's very important to watch and to be able to observe, and you'll hear it and you'll see it in their voice no matter when you see them. When they talk to you, you won't have to ask them what their purpose is, what their purpose in life is, because Because over time, it will begin to reveal itself naturally, and dare I say, organically in conversation, because it's a part of who they are, a purposeful person. Number three, decisive. Ready, willing, and able to make critical decisions. And I don't mean making spot decisions and flash decisions and quick decisions all the time, but sometimes you don't have a lot of time to make a decision. That's not what I mean. What I mean is you can take too much time making a decision. And usually when a person is indecisive, it means there's some fear involved. It means there's some ignorance involved. It means they're unsettled. Life is a risk. Every day you wake up is a risk. None of us, regardless to whether we're fearful or not, is going to avoid it. Not going to be able to avoid it. So you may as well understand that right now. But a person that is decisive understands the risks that are involved, has calculated the possibilities also for success. And as it relates to relationships, their decisiveness about whether or not they want to spend time with you. I'll guarantee you, ladies, I'll tell you this one right now. If a man wants to spend time with you, it won't take you long to find out. You won't have to guess. You won't have to wonder. I never will forget before I got married, I met this young lady. She was nice enough and everything. And I told her, for me, one of the most important things for me is friendship. But the way I define friendship is very different. Because friendship to me is very important in an intimate relationship. But when I told her that, it's almost like every day she was asking me, are we friends yet? Trying to get to that intimate place that I was not going to go with her. And so I had to make her understand that the nature of the relationship that I wished to have with her was not what she was looking for. And I didn't want her. I wasn't going to play any games. I wasn't that kind. Well, at that time, I wasn't that time of God. That's another show. Anyway, if a guy wants to be with you, you won't have to guess. Number four, he or she meditates, knows how to get quiet, how to quiet their mind and quiet their soul, and knows how to hear from God. To hear the voice of God, the direction of God. A person that meditates, a person that is tuned into God, a person that is dedicated to their spirituality is a person that I believe will not abuse themselves or anyone else. Because I believe a person that meditates, has their spirit in tune with God, is a person that is in balance. You don't have a need to abuse. You don't have a need to manipulate. You don't have a need for any of that. Because ultimately, because you're connected to God, you're at peace. Number five, another characteristic, respectful. Respectful. I don't know if that needs much more definition, but it is said that if a woman wants to understand how a man will treat his woman, is to observe how he treats his mother. I think you can observe how he treats anybody when no one is around or no one he knows is watching. Does he open the door? Is he helpful? Does he defer to his elders? That kind of thing. I think respectful speaks for itself. Number six, generous. Is this person a giving individual? Or are they stingy? Because that's an important characteristic, I think, you want to know, both men and women. Because a stingy person is also, I believe, a fearful person. A stingy person, in a sense, kind of hoards their resources for fear of running out. Well, I better make sure I hold on to this or it's going to run. I'm going to run out. It's an abundant universe. God's capacity to supply is infinite. But if you make a decision that there's not enough to go around, then you will live your life in that fashion. It will come literally, well, figuratively is actually what I mean. It'll be coming out of your pores. You won't be able to hide it. There's a stench to fear. Living in fear of anything, any kind of fear. And fear can manifest itself in different ways, but stinginess actually is one of them. Some people will say, well, I'm just frugal. I'm not talking about a frugal person. I'm talking about stingy, a person that is really bitter and angry about giving to others. And sometimes the excuse, well, they're not going to get my heart or this, that, or the other. You don't want a stingy person to be in a relationship with, and in particular, a marriage relationship. Because marriage takes a whole lot of giving on both sides. Got to put in work. Generosity is one of those characteristics that will put a smile on your partner's face, especially when it comes naturally, because they're not afraid and that they are fulfilled. Person that's fulfilled didn't have any problem being generous. You see, characteristics in a person can be contagious. They can spread. And so you want the good contagions, if there's such a thing, the good aspects to become a part of your character. The things that are good in your partner, they sometimes have a way of manifesting themselves in you. So I'm sure that you want a generous person to be a part of your life, to bring out the very best in you. And finally, number 7, a healthy person. A person that understands you just don't eat everything that's in front of you. You don't spend your time eating snack foods day in and day out. Again, this is coming back to balance. Balance is an important key to life. You don't want to be on any extreme. That's why it's important. Like the guy I was mentioning earlier that won't read the instructions. There's information that's all around us that we can read about human nature. Not just the Bible. Although for me, the Bible is a very significant book that has given me a great understanding as it relates to character and as it relates to relating to God and as it relates to relating to people, because there's all kinds of relationships in Scripture, but there's a bunch of people. There's other people, other writers that have given me insight. So the information is there. Seek it out. Relationships, meaningful relationships, are about commitment. How committed are you? How tuned in are you? How purposeful are you? Do you make decisions well? Do you meditate? Are you respectful? Are you generous? Do you take time to take care of the only body that you have? Because without a healthy body, I don't care how brilliant your mind is, your limitations will be great. So you do your best. And sometimes we have circumstances that are beyond our control. I'm talking about the things that are not beyond our control. A healthy relationship is not outside of your grasp if you know what to look for. My name is Bob Ivory, and you're listening to The Spectrum. I want you to go out there and have a fantastic day on purpose. And I mean that. Be well, my friends. Thank you for joining us on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.